I hope you're managing to make the most of January. I know it can be a difficult month after all the excitement of Christmas and also with all the cold weather too, especially if you're in the UK. It's actually my birthday in a couple of days, so I always have something at least to look forward to in January, although I can't believe that I'm 51. But of course, I'm grateful to have made it this far in life, and I'm really excited to see where the podcast is going to go in 2024. So on that note, I would like to ask you a favour. If you haven't already left a review for the podcast and you're enjoying it or you've learned something from it, I would really appreciate it if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can pause this episode now, scroll down to the purple writing. I think it says write a review or leave a review. Click on that and it will literally take you a minute. Leaving a review will help other people just like you find this podcast, and also it will let me know what you think of the podcast to give me feedback. Hopefully it'll be 5 stars. So if you do that for me, it will be much appreciated. Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls, and let's get decorating. I know a major stumbling block that I hear from lots of women is, how do I get my husband on board with this bold and unique decor? Because it's difficult for you to have the confidence to do it. So it's definitely going to be a lot more difficult for somebody who maybe doesn't share your passion or doesn't have the same taste as you. So like a lot of people, there's a lot of fear there around going all in on your home decor. As I said, you feel the fear, so of course your husband is going to probably feel it 3 times as much as what you do, unless of course he's all into it, which is great, but that is usually not the case. So fear is one of the main reasons, and people are comfortable going with the crowd. You know, you don't want your friends coming round and looking, thinking, oh my gosh, what have they done to the house? That is a major fear for people, probably a fear for you too, as I'm saying, so more so for your other half. So people would rather just decorate in neutral, beige, grey, and then there's no pushback from anybody on that. It's just not even noticed most of the time. So another reason why you might get pushback from your hubby is because they've got a completely different taste to you, which is really difficult. Maybe they love neutrals and you love colour, so that is obviously a problem. So stay tuned, because I'm going to share some nuggets of advice with you on things that I've done and tips of things that you can do to start to get your hubby on board with your daring decor. So Andy, my husband, is pretty easygoing, and he does more or less let me do whatever I want when it comes to the decor. Of course, I run it all by him first. I just don't go and do things without asking his opinion. And to be honest, he's actually, sometimes I'll come up with an idea and say, oh, I don't know, it's too much, and he'll go for it. So we've kind of switched roles a little bit there. He does actually encourage me when I maybe have a bit of fear or doubt. So we are at a good place now, but it hasn't always been exactly that way. I have come up with suggestions for things in the past, and he's looked at me like I've got two heads or something. So I definitely know that this is something that takes time to get through. I remember when I decorated our porch. If you're in the UK, a porch is like a little tiny room at the entrance to your house. And if you're in the US, I think the porch is a different thing. It's the same thing. It's the entrance, but it's usually open. Whereas in the UK, it's usually closed. That's probably more to do with weather than anything else. But yeah. So I decorated the inside of our porch. And we inherited a porch, and it's made of white UPVC. So I looked at that and thought, I don't like this white on the inside. And I decided that I wanted to paint it pink. So I suggested it to Andy. And of course, he looked at me. What are you talking about? You can't paint UPVC. And he came up with the usual kinds of things that he does when I suggest things like this, is beat on your head if it doesn't work. And, I really don't think you should. Maybe leave it. So I did get some pushback. So what I did is I had seen other people painting UPVC. So I showed him, maybe it was on Instagram, examples of things other people had done, painting their windows. And I also found a paint that states that you can paint on UPVC, and said, look at this paint. So I was instilling confidence into him. I didn't just say, oh, I'm going to do it. He's like, oh, no, don't do it. And we end up butting heads about it. I actually showed him, it is possible, it can be done. So he was more on board with it then. It is funny, though, because I did actually ended up using eggshell in the end, because the paint that I bought for the UPVC, it was a fine colour. It was a nice colour paint. But when I painted it, it just wasn't what I was looking for in the porch. It was quite pink and quite like candy pink colour. And I wanted to go for something a bit more peachy pink. So I ended up buying some Valspar paint in eggshell and used that in the end. And it's fine. I mean, I'm not saying you never get a scratch or you never get a scuff that's hard to get out. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, on the whole, it's held up fine. And Andy, when I'd finished decorating the porch, Andy loved it in the end. So there's a story. And also another thing, it must be to do with doors and windows and things, really. In our house, we've got, we actually bought 1930 style oak veneered doors for our house when we bought it, because we wanted to get some original features back into it. And Andy has basically vetoed any painting of the doors, because I would love to paint the door. I just think they stick out like a sore thumb, especially because I actually varnished them in a patina when we first decorated the house, and I don't know why I did it, because it just looks like they've been tangoed. They just look orange and I hate them. It wouldn't be so bad if they were back to the natural oak and I'd just done like a clear protection on them, but I didn't. But I have, in a couple of the rooms, tried to strip it off as much as I can, and it looks much better. But yeah, Andy's vetoed the painting of the doors. But when I decorated when I decorated my yoga stroke craft room, on the inside, as I said about doors sticking out like a sore thumb, it just stuck out like a sore thumb. It just ruined the flow of the room. And I said to him, please just let me paint the inside of this door. It's one room. It's one side of one room in the whole house. Please just let me do it. So he agreed. And it just made the room look so much better. It just flows and is more cohesive. And if you go onto my website, caradice.co.uk, and put a search in for yoga room, you'll see there's some pictures on there of the before and after. So you can see the difference that it did make. So there's a couple of instances of when I got pushback from Andy and what I actually did to get him on board with what I wanted to do. So I'm going to go over now a few things that you can try if your hubby is not on board with the things that you want to do with your home decor. So you might want to grab a pen and paper to jot some notes down. So the first thing that you can do is ask them what their style is if you don't know already. Because obviously you're both living in the house, so you have got to also take his style and the things he likes into account. So when you're deciding on decorating a room or whatever, include your husband in the process, make him part of the process, because he's more likely to let his guard down then. If you just go along and plan and design a whole room and then bombard him with everything, I'm going to do this, I'm going to paint the living room all pink, then you're going to get a lot more pushback than if you include him in the plans from the very start. So also, when you're including him in the plans, show an interest in what he's saying, show an interest in his taste, show an interest in his opinions. So it doesn't feel to him like you're just railroading everything that you want, that, you know, his taste and opinions matter. So also look for common ground. For example, there may be a certain colour that you both love, or certain materials that you both love, like wood or leather or velvet. So try to find some common ground. So another thing that you can do is to start small. Now, if you go in with an idea to totally make over your main living area, and your husband doesn't like your idea, you will be met with resistance. But if you say to your husband, I'm going to decorate the inside of my cupboard or closet if you're in America, and it's yours, then he's not really going to be able to say anything about that, is he? Because it's your wardrobe or cupboard anyway. So, you know, start with something small like that. And if you want more ideas on small things that you can do to not only give your husband confidence, but to give yourself confidence, if you haven't already listened to it, then go back and listen to episode 6 of the podcast, which is Risk-Free Ways to Experiment with Daring Decor. So by doing small things, you will gain your husband's trust and you can build confidence with him. And hopefully maybe you do decorate the inside of your wardrobe and he absolutely loves it, then you've gained his trust, you've built his confidence with something small. So then when you go and want to do something a bit bigger next time, he's more likely to be on board. And if he doesn't, he may love it. If he doesn't love it, ask him why, ask him what parts of it he doesn't love, and take that into account with when, you know, you decide to decorate with the next thing that you decide to decorate. So another thing that you can do is involve your husband in the decisions that you are making. So as I briefly touched upon before, ask their opinion. Ask them what they think, what they would do. It makes them feel wanted. It makes them feel like it's their thing as well as your thing. And I mean, I'm not just saying do all this, be fake about it, be genuine in your questions and your thoughts on the responses and everything. I don't want it to be a fake thing that you're just doing to get your own way. If that's how you're seeing this, no, that's not what I mean. So ask your husband's advice. People love to be needed and wanted, and you know, their thoughts, opinions taken into account. Also ask your husband his opinion on the things that you like. And I love this, what do you think? And if he doesn't like it, ask him why. And if he does like it, then that is great. So when you're having these discussions or conversations, it's good for you to suggest things and not demand things. So as an example, you could say something like, Andy, I think that this colour would look amazing in our bedroom and I'd love to redecorate it. Would you be on board with that? What do you think? So rather than just saying, oh, by the way, I want to paint our bedroom pink. Whoa, you're going to get, you know, an immediate no from your husband. But if you tell him, oh, this would make me feel great, I think it would be amazing. What do you think? And you're asking his opinion, then he's much more likely to be on board with it. So if the answer's no, you can just say, okay, maybe you can think about how we can work together to come up with a colour scheme then, and I'll check back in with you another time. So if it's a hard no on anything, don't push, just accept it and, you know, make a suggestion, as I just said. So you can also pair your suggestions with rooms or things that aren't big, you know, big main living areas. So you could say, I could say, oh, Andy, I'm really passionate about bold decor and I'd love to experiment in our home. What do you think if I just added a bit of colour to our laundry room? He's not going to care. I mean, you know, I'm not sorry. I am being sexist here, but let's face it, it's the women that do most of the laundry, isn't it? And even if he does do the laundry, he's not spending any time in there apart from washing. So choose your room and choose the way that you speak to him. One of the main things that you need to take into account and remember is compromise. Things work both ways. He lives there too. You can't have it all your way if he hates it. So he's got a right to his opinion and say over the decor. But at the same time, it can't be all haul. It can't be all your husband's way either. If he wants the whole house decorated neutral and you don't like neutral, that's not fair either. So there's got to be some compromise. You've got to meet him halfway and he's got to meet you halfway. So if he's, you know, putting his foot down and saying, no, the whole house is being decorated in neutral, you can say, well, you know, can you meet me halfway here? Because, you know, bold decor lights me up. So the last suggestion I've got here is a really good one. This is something that I suggest you always do, and it's to create a mood board. I think one of the main fears for people when it comes to interior design and decorating is of the unknown. If they just can't visualize what it's going to look like. If you've ever watched Your Home Made Perfect, and if you are interested in home decor shows, I have actually done a podcast episode on that. I can't remember the number exactly, but if you look back, I've done a podcast episode on all my favorite interior design shows. So Your Home Made Perfect was one of them, and if you've ever watched it, you'll know that the architects actually show the people the design that they've done for their home using virtual reality glasses, so they can actually stand in the, well, it's not really their house, but it feels like their house, and see what it's going to look like. And this gets people on board so much better than just describing something to them, because they can't actually visualize it. So a way that you can give your husband a visual on what you want to do is by creating a mood board. And if you create a mood board or a plan of your ideas, then you're not stepping into the unknown. They're not stepping into the unknown. They can look at it. They can get a visual of what it's going to look like. And you can discuss it and what he likes, what he doesn't like, and you can tweak it from there. So that is probably one of my main suggestions for you when it comes to getting your husband on board, and it's doing a mood board. And as a little offset of the mood board, another thing that you can do is a colour scheme. So if you can put a colour scheme together for your house and show it to him, it gives him a good visual of the feel and look of what the house is going to look like. And if you haven't already got a colour scheme for your house, then you can go and grab my free colour scheme guide. And if you go through that step by step, you will end up with a unique downloadable colour chart that you can show to your husband, and you could even do that together. So I will put a link in the show notes to that. So if you haven't already got that, then go and grab it. So that is all of my tips and advice for you today. And I really hope that you can put some of it into practice if this is something that you struggle with, and that it really helps you. You can also go over to the Facebook community, which there is a link for in the show notes, and you can ask there any dilemmas that you have regarding getting your other half on board. So you can ask that over there in the Facebook group. So on that note, thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.